Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I am a landscape designer, garden author, horticulturist. I love helping people with their plants and their gardens and their gardening questions. And that's what we can do for you today. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. How are you on this wonderfully going to be trying to be as positive as I could? I mean, I love Florida. Don't get me wrong. Okay. I cannot live in the snow, but dadgummit, it just seems to be a little bit hotter than normal.
It is. And it's just hot. And it's because of El Nino.
And oh, that's right.
So we have, which means very hot summers. The water is warm. And so I'm surprised we really, you know, and that'll keep the hurricanes kind of down a little bit. It's when the waters get all kind of cold and hot air together. But the Saharan Desert's going to keep the hurricanes down, too. That sand that's coming across.
Oh, that's right.
Which is going to add to our great, beautiful Florida sunsets.
Yes.
And so that's coming across right now, too, as well. We have a great show for you today. If you'd like to just wait until after the half hour, we're going to have John Denver first for the dirty word of the day.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is brought to us today by Victory Seed Company and Steve Piskor from Penn State University. And he is, we're going to be talking about dwarf tomatoes. In the first hour, Tony, I mentioned, had bought dwarf tomatoes. And so what is a dwarf tomato? So the term dwarf refers to the height and size of the plant, not the size of the tomatoes. Dwarf tomatoes, formerly quite obscure, are actually very old. In fact, dwarf-type tomato varieties date back to at least the 1850s when they were referred to as tree-type tomatoes. And there is much variability within the dwarfs, but it's subtle and it doesn't seem to be consistent from season to season or even region to region. In general terms, dwarf tomato plants have very thick main stems with minimal branching. They grow slowly and primarily vertically. Their foliage can either be regular or potato leaf, but in either case, they're rugose, which is dark green in color and crinkly in texture. The attributes of a dwarf tomato include their height of 2 to 4.5 feet tall, a sturdy framework to support the fruits, tomatoes in all sizes, shapes, and colors, and the flavors range from sweet to tart. Prune them very minimally. They don't need a lot of pruning. And the capacity to grow in a limited size garden is tremendous. Okay, so mature plants, you can grow them in 5-gallon buckets or even straw bales. And so they work very well. Dwarfs are like indeterminates in their diversity and promising excellent flavors, but they do not require pruning since they grow at approximately half of the vertical rate when compared to other indeterminate tomatoes. So the phrase of the day, dirty word of the day, is dwarf tomato. And I think they're very popular. They're going to catch on. And we're going to see a lot more smaller plants growing in more areas. And so I'm really pleased to see that. Lots of great studies going on with the plants. And even NASA is doing seed testing and research this month. Up in space.
Oh, that's exciting.
So we'll see what's going to go there. Maybe I can get one of them on, one of the astronauts on to talk about their study. So I'll try and do that. It's vacation time and we are seeing a lot of people going around. You don't have to miss a show though. You can hear us on WFLA Orlando every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. But if you're not, if you don't catch the show, you can hear it on podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And we have iHeartRadio, and also you can hear it on betterlawns.com. We have it there too as well, Lizzie.
That's right. If you download the free iHeartRadio app, then search Better Lawns and Gardens, and also search News Radio Orlando WFLA, and you'll be able to find us.
That's it. So we're going to be coming up. And did you know, Lizzie, that we're finding malaria locally in Florida?
Yes, I heard that.
And so we're going to be talking about that in the next segment, and also to how we can prevent that. And this is, you know, you got to be careful. And, you know, mosquitoes can be prevented here in Florida.
Yes, they can.
So we're going to be talking about solutions to that with our great pal, Randy Schultz from HomeGardenAndHomestead.com. And he is just excellent, and he has some really great solutions for us. A lot of fun, and we do appreciate it. He is a codger.
Well, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and he has a podcast called Camp Codger.
Yes.
And it's a lot of fun to listen to. The guys are really great.
We need to let him know that I've been finding the Mosquito Dunks videos on Instagram, because I've been sending them to you.
Yes, and everybody is finding out about them. So we're going to be talking about that and so much more with Randy Schultz, editor of Home Garden and Homestead and Summit Responsible Solutions from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins. Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Hey, neighbor, check out my yard.
It looks like an oasis. Wow, how'd you do it?
I went to QualityGreenSpecialists.com. They have the best selection of shrubs and natives, cool shade trees like oaks, colorful flowering bottle brush and creep myrtles, with the largest collection of fruit trees in Central Florida.
Quality Green Specialists?
Yep, and they're open 9 to 4 every day.
Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand.
Worried about losing your Medicaid benefits once the public health emergency ends? Don't panic. Affordable options are available through the Federal Health Insurance Marketplace. You don't have to try to figure this out on your own. There are certified health insurance navigators available to help you and your family find the right coverage. There's no obligation, and it's free. Visit coveringflorida.org and secure your health coverage today. That's coveringflorida.org. Or call 877-813-9115.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
I'm fine, Bob. I just wish I were ready for mosquito season.
Well, that's why I bought Summit Mosquito Dunks.
Summit Mosquito Dunks?
Yep, they kill the mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite.
How about that? Well, I guess I'm off to the store.
Help protect yourself and your family from diseases caused by mosquitoes with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Hey, Florida, we know you love getting out on the water. But do you know what to wear when you're out there on the water? A life jacket, of course. And whether you're fishing, skiing, sailing, or just cruising the water, there's a perfect life jacket designed for you and your activity. Always check the label to make sure your life jacket is U.S. Coast Guard approved. Then try it on to make sure it fits properly. And then wear it. Life jackets save lives. Visit wearitflorida.com to learn more. That's wearitflorida.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens, and we have for you right now Randy Schultz. He is the content editor and founder of HomeGarden and Homestead.com, which is a website dedicated to spreading the word about what's new and trending for homes, gardens, and homesteads. Randy's the author of several books, including The How-To Guide for Xeriscaping, a guidebook to gardening in the arid Southwest, and Don't Waste a Drop, which gives practical tips for conserving water at home. And under the pseudonym of Chad Stone, he also wrote the Amazon bestseller, The Love Magnet Rules, 101 Tips for Meeting, Dating, and Keeping a New Love. Good morning, Randy. I did not know that about you.
Holy cow, Teresa. Where did you find out that information? You didn't get that from me.
Isn't that amazing? I love that. And so I'm so glad you could join us this morning because we really, really need you and your advice. Recently, you just went away on camping for the weekend. Did you have any mosquito issues?
Man, we discovered that in the mountains of Colorado, there are some mosquitoes that are the size of Buicks. And I got one of the biggest mosquito bites I have ever gotten in my life.
Oh, my goodness.
It was not fun.
Oh, no. Well, here in Florida, we do have an issue going on, a real kind of crisis with mosquitoes, because malaria, we are finding, is being contracted locally for the first time in 20 years. And so what do you say about that?
I read about that, and I was going to make sure we talked about that, because this is potentially a big deal. You know, every year there are some cases of malaria in America, but it's, for the last 20 years, it's been exclusively folks that have gone overseas, usually to Africa, and come back infected with malaria. But then it doesn't transmit here in the U.S. But this is the first time in 20 years that homegrown, so to speak, cases of malaria have been recorded. And that's got the infectious disease people very concerned.
I agree.
It's a good year to be cognizant and aware of the danger of mosquito bites.
And so how long does it take for mosquitoes to hatch in water?
Mosquitoes, female mosquitoes can lay eggs anywhere. If they lay eggs directly in standing water, which is their number one choice, that's the way mosquitoes tend to behave. It only takes a couple of days for the eggs to hatch into larvae. And then the larval stage and the pupal stage lasts somewhere between 5 and 10 days before that little critter turns into a full-blown adult mosquito.
And so when we're talking about, you know, mosquito places where they can lay eggs, we typically think of like bird baths and dog bowls, but areas that we see water in, water fountains,
right,
and, you know,
right,
water ponds, where do they also lay eggs?
They can, you know, their little tiny brains are smart enough to know that if there's no standing water around, then lay the eggs in sort of a depressed area in the landscape, which will be the first to get soggy and wet when it rains. So even something like a little depression, a little tire track in your yard, a little place where, you know, we've all got kind of wet spots in the yard after it rains, it just the water settles there. That's a good place to sprinkle mosquito dunks, or even set out a sprinkle mosquito bits, or set out a mosquito dunk.
That's true. And tell us how it works. So it is a chemical, but it's BT. So tell us how that is helpful to protect us from mosquitoes, but it's also safe for the environment.
Sure. Basically, it's a biological control. It's a little bacterium that resides naturally in the soil that a company called Summit Responsible Solutions kind of discovered and marketed as a mosquito control, because when a mosquito larvae, any kind of mosquito larvae, even in the pupal stage, eats the bacterium, which floats in standing water, it dies within a short period of time and never develops to an adult mosquito that can bite you.
And so that works, but it can dry up the mosquito dunks and mosquito bits dry up, and then the next time it gets wet again, it releases. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, as long as the bacterium is present, it can get wet and dry out, and wet and dry out, go through that cycle endless number of times. And that little bacterium, when it's activated by water, is still effective against mosquito larvae.
Okay, and so when, but what if somebody has, like, their whole yard, they're on a lakefront or a shoreline, or they have lots of trees and shrubs, and, you know, where they're getting mosquitoes, they can't put mosquito dunks in the air or in, you know, on the lakeshore area, you know, as that would be really super expensive. But Summit Responsible Solutions have a solution for that?
Well, one of the things you can do is you can actually scatter the mosquito bits at the shoreline. So when the water level comes up at all, you're releasing some of that BTI. But, you know, you can also spray with a permethrin spray, and Summit has a mosquito and gnat barrier spray that'll kill mosquitoes in any stage of their lives, including adults. And that's the kind of thing where if you got a backyard, you want to protect it against mosquitoes. Adult mosquitoes tend to hide during the day in vegetation and shrubs and whatnot. And you spray those areas with a permethrin spray, and that'll kill the adults. So there's all kinds of ways to kill mosquitoes, depending on what stage of life they're in.
And that would be a great product to use. The mosquito gnat barrier would be wonderful to use. For right before a party, or, you know, like the day of the party, you can spray, and then that will kill the mosquitoes, right?
Absolutely, and we tell people to do that because it's a very efficient way to kill the adult mosquitoes, which are the ones that are going to bite you.
Right.
You know, the dunks and the bits are great to keep mosquitoes from ever getting old enough to bite, but in some cases, you do have to treat for the adult mosquitoes.
And so what about your person? If you're going out on a hike, you can't spray the whole park. And so, you know, or when you're going in a tent or something like that, you're going away camping, is there Summit Responsible Solutions solution for that?
Yeah, there is. There's a new a spray that's designed for primarily ticks, but it kills mosquitoes as well. And the active ingredient is essentially the same as the mosquito and gnat barrier. But what you do is you spray this on your clothing. You spray it on your backpack. You spray it on, if you're going camping like I was camping a couple of weeks ago, you spray it on all your camping gear. And so there's a residue of the insect control on your actual stuff, your clothing and your tent and whatnot. And that's a great way to control outdoor mosquitoes when you're out into the wild spaces and the campgrounds and stuff like that.
And so that's called Green Armor Repellent?
Right.
Okay.
That's a new product this year.
That's wonderful. And so where can people find that?
All the Summit products are available online in all the obvious places, the Amazons, the Home Depots, you know, those. And you can also go to summitresponsiblesolutions.com and find more information about all the products that click through to buy them.
That's wonderful. So now let's talk about your Camp Codger. Tell us about your podcast. And it's a lot of fun to listen to. You guys all get together. It's called Rocking Chair Wisdom from Three Old Guys. And you're not that old. But, tell us about that.
We're old enough to collect Social Security, and that makes us officially old. I don't feel old. And that's kind of the point of the podcast, is three guys with a lot of experience. You know, we've all been professional communicators or software developers or, you know, whatever our background is. And we talk about issues of the day. We'll do what we call a memory lane show. We did one a couple weeks ago where we talked about 1968 and what a remarkable news year it was. So many things happened in that one year. And we've interviewed guests. We talked to Sharon Lovejoy about her Camp Granny book, How to Be a Great Grandparent. Just all kinds of fun stuff.
And it was interesting this week. You talked about the sports page and Rest in Peace. And I it was very interesting to listen to and kind of sad.
It really was. It was a sad topic. One of my co-hosts, Richard, was a professional journalist with the Los Angeles Times as a writer and editor. So this is really hits home for him. And I've got a journalism degree, and I'm saddened by the demise of print newspapers because it's what we grew up with.
Right, it is. So tell everyone how they can go to Home Garden and Homestead. It's a wonderful website, and what they can find on it.
HomeGardenAndHomestead.com is a place for all kinds of stories about everything from mosquito control to, you know, how to grow lavender. Just a great home and garden site. And CampCodger.com is where you can find the website, the podcast, as well as you can go to Spotify and Apple and all those podcast places and find it as well.
Thank you so much, Randy. I certainly appreciate you coming on. And it's such an important topic right here in Florida. It's very timely. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks.
All right. You have a great weekend. Talk to you soon. That's Randy Schultz. He's the editor and founder of Home Garden and Homestead and Summit Responsible Solutions. You can go to summitchemical.com. It's environmentally safe for the environment. It's one of the reasons why I have them as one of our sponsors. It's a great, great product, and it's very, very sustainable and environmentally friendly.
Yeah, we have a bird bath, and we throw the little dunks in there, and then we have a huge bucket that our dogs drink out of,
yep.
And we put one of those in there, and no problems. And so, yeah.
That's excellent. And it's something that everybody's writing about and doing videos on, and you can just search it, but it's a great company, Summit. chemical.com. We're going to be back with your gardening questions. This is the time to get on the board. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me 23680. I'd love to help you with your gardening questions. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
a waitress,
a mom.
We're all part of your community. Every day we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life. It's when you experience a moment of uncertainty, something or someone's behavior that doesn't seem quite right.
These are the moments to take a pause.
Because if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not. It's not about paranoia
or being afraid.
It's about standing up and protecting our communities.
One detail at a time.
Because a lot of little details can become a pattern.
We
trust our instincts.
Just like you should.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. If you're a parent and are worried about your child's social and emotional development, you may have asked yourself questions like, am I over-worrying this issue? Are my son's tantrums typical? What if my daughter has a disability? If so, you're not alone. Thankfully, researchers are helping parents answer these questions. In fact, there's a new groundbreaking study on childhood mental health through Duke University. The Autism and Beyond study is aimed to test new video technology that can analyze a child's emotions and behaviors. And this will lead to tools that will eventually determine an earlier diagnosis. Because the early years of a child's development really matter, children with autism and mental health issues can have fruitful lives when they receive that early diagnosis. Would you like to learn more? Then just visit today, disabilitycampaign.org.
Okay, I got it. It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit, make a plan, be informed today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
For too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle, made possible by volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible for thousands of families. Who will you march for?
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is the time for you. You can call in with your gardening questions, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680, which I have a lot of text messages from Ira and then Linda and Colette. We're going to get to you right now. But I want to just read these symptoms. If you're out working in the garden and you're listening to me right now, it's important for you to recognize heat exhaustion. All right, and we want to make sure that you're drinking lots of liquids, but here's some the symptoms from heat exhaustion, and it could start suddenly or it could progress over time, especially with prolonged periods of exercise. So if you have cool, moist skin with goosebumps in the heat, that is going to tell you you're starting to become exhausted, heat exhausted. Heavy sweating, faintness, dizziness, and fatigue, weak rapid pulse, low blood pressure upon standing. If you're down on your knees and pulling weeds and you start to get up and you're lightheaded, big sign of heat exhaustion, muscle cramps, nausea, and headache. If you're outside working and you're starting to get a headache, get inside and start drinking water or some of the sports liquids, okay? So if you think you have heat exhaustion, stop all activity and rest. Move to a cooler place. Drink cool water or sports drinks, okay? Take care of yourself. We care about you. We want you to be, you know, healthy, and we don't want to lose you to heat exhaustion. So those are some signs. If you have a call, you can give us if you have a gardening question, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. Let's go to, Christine in Cairo, Georgia. And she said, could you all, okay, so she's including you, Lizzie, on this. And so could you all please offer me some advice on propagating a tetra stigma? And yes, I can, Colt. That's a tetra stigma. And Christine, yes, I can. So it's also called a chestnut vine or a lizard plant. It is a vine, and it's usually grown indoors as a house plant. But listen to how big it can get. 13 to 26 feet high. And it can get to 1.5 to 3 feet wide. It only needs shade, partial sunlight, so it does very well indoors. The soil type is loamy. It just regular potting soil will work just fine. The acidity, the pH needs to be neutral to acidic. So that's, you know, about 5.5, 6. That'll be fine. And it blooms in the springtime and summer with green and white flowers. You can grow it in zones 8 to 13, which is all the way down near South America. And it's native from Southeast Asia. And so how do you propagate it? Okay, so if you've got extra vines hanging down, take two or three cuttings of a piece of a vine right below the node. You cut it right below the node, about 8 inches, 6 to 8 inches, even a little bit longer, and then you put root hormone on it. That's going to stimulate root production, but also prevent diseases and infection. And you put it into the pot of potting soil, and then just place it by a bright light, and it will root very easily. That's so tetra stigma. And you don't see it very often. It's very, you know, rare to see it sold in the stores, but it is a beautiful vine and makes a great hanging basket. So great question, Christine. Thank you so much. Let's go to Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy. How can I help you?
Morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
My knockout roses is what you can help. They're okay. Not doing good.
Okay. What's going on with them?
Well, I've been trying to water them once a day. I weeded them, put some, it was a while ago, 10-10-10, but I've been putting on this liquid stuff. You mix it. It's, mix it with a gallon of water.
Uh-huh.
But they're just kind of drying up. I don't get my blossoms and everything. They look kind of scrawny.
Okay.
They're full of, you know, rosebuds and everything, and not now.
Okay, so one, I want you to not water them every day. Okay.
Oh.
So, okay, roses do not need watered every day. All right. They need about a gallon of water a week.
Oh, wow.
So we've gotten enough rainfall this week, and so they don't need watering. So I'm thinking something's going on with the root system there that it's just stressing out on you, Roy. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I would just cut back and just let – how long have they been in the ground?
Some of them about maybe a month, and then a couple of them for – well, a couple died on me. I had to replace them. Three of them been there for – 15 years, probably.
Wow. Okay. Well, 15 years is a long time, and I could see some decline after 15 years. That, you know, some of the knockouts just kind of get old, and it's okay to replace them. But if they're new, you don't have to, if they're not new, you don't have to water them every day again. Just once a week, or if we get a good rainfall, that will be fine. And then do you cut them back after they finish blooming?
Do I?
Yeah.
Or should I?
Do you, Roy? Do you cut the buds off after they finish blooming?
My wife does once in a while, but I thought you're supposed to leave them shed themselves.
No. So roses bloom on new growth. So when they finish blooming, go ahead. And this is, I'm just talking about the knockout roses, okay? There's some others that you don't have to. But knockout roses, you just then cut back about 6 to 8 inches after they finish blooming, and they will start to produce new growth, and then that's where you get your blooms, okay? So so cut them back after they finish blooming. Go ahead and deadhead them, and that will stimulate new growth. Water them once a week. If they don't get any rainfall, we're fine right now for the next 10 days. You don't have to water them for 10 days. Okay? And then you're fertilizing with something, but I would recommend slow-release fertilizer, okay? So put down an Osmocote for blooming flowers, and then that way the liquid fertilizer is not going to damage the root system. So I think you're just stressing your roses out, Roy.
Oh, yeah, that fertilizer, I know I've seen at the big box stores, they got fertilizer just for roses.
Yeah. Is it slow release or is it quick release?
Oh, I don't know. I just see it walk by. I've seen it there.
Is
it,
okay. Well, just read the label, understand what it says, and only put that amount down. But I think just give your roses a little bit of a break right now. This is really hot. And, you know, put fertilizer down if they're new. It's not necessary. Okay, so go ahead, give them a break for a couple of weeks, and then, just take your time. Don't have to water them.
That sounds good to me.
Okay, Roy. All right, thank you so much. Eileen, we're going to be right back with you from Polk County. She's calling. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Got a lot to go over here. We'll be back after a break from our sponsors. It's Saturday morning from Summit Responsible Solutions Studios and Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you lost Florida Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday. You wish would never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
There's no hiding from Bluebell Monster Cookie Dough Ice Cream. Creamy vanilla ice cream, peanut butter monster cookie dough, brown sugar, candy-coated chocolate, and dark chocolate flavor chunks. It tastes so good, you'll need a bigger bowl.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
I love the ocean.
Me? I love a slow, winding river.
I love the lake. Slick as glass.
But nothing compares to what you love inside the boat.
My family.
My child.
My best friend from first grade.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, pay attention. That way your favorite water will always be safe water. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we are answering gardening questions. Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen.
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for calling.
I have a question.
Okay.
Somebody gave me two ferns in hanging baskets.
Okay.
And they told me, go ahead and stick them underneath your back tree. They'll be fine, which they are. But they look like they're root bound
mm-hmm.
because one of them has the roots hanging below. So how do I repot these, and do I need to cut up the root system or not?
Okay, so that's really good information, because ferns will naturally sometimes have ferns hanging down when you have the hanging baskets. But what I think I think you're correct in that they're root bound. So pop them out of the baskets, okay? So just lift them out, just take the basket and push them up through the holes in the bottom and take them out of the basket. I would cut a third of the roots off from the bottom,
okay,
and then add more potting soil, and then put them back into the pot.
Oh, okay.
And that's it.
Good enough.
All right, that's really easy to do. And you may have to do that probably every couple of years, okay? So just when you start to see the roots coming out of the bottom of the pot, then just lift it back out again. You really can cut a plant root system by a third without damaging it too much. You might see a little bit of browning, but with the rains, it should perk right back up. Not a problem. You don't need to fertilize at the same time.
Okay, I did not know that. Now, in a couple of years, I'll probably be calling you back asking you the same question.
That's quite all right. Job security, Eileen. Job security. I appreciate that.
Oh, no, you're secure. Let me know if you ever want to retire, because I'm going to want your address.
And phone number. I gotcha. Thank you, Eileen. I appreciate it. You have a great weekend. That's wonderful. Okay, so let's see. So Christine in Cairo, Georgia. She said, could you please offer me some advice on propagating a tetrastigma? And I think I did that already, so just make sure. Christine, if I didn't, call me back. Good morning, Teresa. Janice from Orlando, following up on my email you addressed this morning. I watered the new lawn every day for 2 weeks, 45 minutes the first week and 25 minutes the second. We started to get the rain, so I turned it off the sprinklers and only watered one day because you stressed the need to let the roots grow. I appreciate that. And so it's important to understand that 45 minutes may have been too much. And always when you put down a new lawn here in Florida, it's advisable to go ahead and use a fungicide when you lay the grass down, because we do get an awful lot of rain, and with the watering that the roots need, there is the chance for fungus. So, but right now, I think your grass is going to be just fine. Watering it twice a week will be okay, and you can, and that dead area, it's going to come back. All right, so just let the rainfall, if you were getting good rainfall, there's no need to turn on your irrigation system. And so, let's see. Good morning, Teresa. I've been getting an avocado plant from the pit. It's 11 inches tall. And do you think I can transplant it in the ground now, or should I wait till it gets taller? This is from Ira. Good morning, Ira. You sent a lovely picture of your avocado, and I'm so glad you did, because my answer's a little bit different. So right now, this time of the year, 11-inch avocado tree, by the time winter comes, November, December, it's still a little tall and it's still a little vulnerable to our winter freezes. And so I would say I would leave it in the pot till next year. But here's the point I want to make. From the picture, I can see you still have the avocado pit growing in a glass jar in water. I want you to plant it in a pot now. So I want you to get a 3-gallon black pot, okay, not a ceramic pot or a porcelain pot. I want you to get a regular, just a 3-gallon pot from a plant that you've already planted in the ground, or even a little bit bigger, a 5-gallon would be fine too as well. And put soil in it, just regular potting soil, all right, and then plant your avocado in that first. And leave it in the pot with soil. If you were to take that avocado and go from the glass jar of water to the ground, that's going to be too much shock. It needs to get adapted to soil before you put it in the ground. So let's go ahead and keep it as an indoor plant. You can even put it outside in the pot and let it get a lot of sunlight. But go ahead and transplant it to a pot with soil before we put it in the ground next spring. Okay, I think we'll be able to do it next spring. And so that's a great question, Ira. Thank you for sending that wonderful photograph. All right, so Colette in Winter Haven said she has a remedy for mosquito bites. As soon as you have a bite, spray it with ammonia, and it neutralizes the toxin immediately.
Huh, okay.
I can see where that works.
Yeah, because they say about ammonia for like a jellyfish stings.
That's it. So that's a really good thing. So thank you, Colette, for that. And then Nick in Orlando, he texts, I bought a cactus and noticed it has gotten thinner. When am I supposed to water it? Well, I need to know how long you've had it and what kind of pot it's in, Nick. Is it in a plastic pot? Is it in a clay pot? So you need to water cactus when the soil goes dry. And so I would say probably once if it's outside in a pot, once a week, just soak the pot, just drain it till the water comes out, and then leave it and do that once a week. Okay, if it's indoors, you might only have to do it once a month, depending on where it is and what kind of conditions it's in, how much sunlight it gets. So if it's in a clay pot, it's going to need to be watered more often versus a plastic pot. So I would suggest to you, Nick, is to stick your finger into the soil. This is a really great rule of green thumb. Stick your finger into soil or into the ground. And if the ground is cool, moist, or damp, and you're going to your second knuckle, would that be your first knuckle or your second knuckle?
I think that would be... this one right here, that's your first knuckle.
So the first knuckle attached to the hand.
Yes. And then the one that's connected the finger to the actual
second.
Palm.
Right. So put your finger into the ground with the first knuckle all the way to your hand and feel that soil temperature. If it's cool, moist, or damp, no need to water.
Where are doctors out there? We have questions now.
And so Farmers Almanac, this is, I don't know who it's from. It's from Aida in Windermere. No seeds today, transplant today, barren days, no planting. Is it real? I don't know what she's asking. Farmer's Almanac is just kind of telling us what to do. And yeah, no, you can plant seeds today and you can transplant today and You can do all sorts of things in the garden today as long as you stay hydrated. All right. So, yeah, you can plant today. This is Florida.
It is.
It is. And your seeds will be just fine. Mother Nature knows how to grow in the heat and the full sun.
And you know what is really crazy is that we do live in a state where there's sun basically 365 days a week, okay, yeah. Or a year. You would think you could just grow anything at any time, but no, you can't. So
no, You want to make sure you're growing your fall season, your cool season plants in the fall, and your warm season plants in the springtime. And so there are plants to plant at certain times of the year, and your vegetables are one that you need to know that. If you'd like to know when to plant your vegetables, you can go ahead and send me an email at betterlawns.com. I will send you a publication on it that you'll know when to plant and when to, you know, put your seeds in and how long it'll take you to harvest them. And you can do that. So here's my summer last word, okay? It's summertime. No need to irrigate if you get 1 inch of water a week. No need to irrigate, all right? You don't have to pay for water. You don't have to use your well. Deplete the water supply. If you get 1 inch of water a week, get a rain gauge and put it in an unobstructed place so that you can know how much rain you get. Also, do not fertilize anything except for your vegetables, okay? Your annuals, don't fertilize. And then also, too, no herbicides using right now. That's it. I'd like to thank Dr. Brian Bader and Randy Schultz for coming on today and giving us such great information, and keep up the good work. University of Florida, I love that. Lizzie, thank you so much. We have great listeners, and you talk to them, and you help me every day.
Yes, no, thank you. Appreciate you. Make sure you go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com, and check out the contest page.
That will be great. You can go to our site, betterlawns.com. I'll be posting today's podcast on Facebook today. And, it's just been great to have you. So appreciate it. Stay hydrated and enjoy your gardens. Anyway, go out in the dusk time. Go out in the early morning. Make sure you use the mosquito bits and dunks. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, go to their site, summitchemical.com, where you can get mosquito bits and mosquito dunks and year-round organic oil spray, and now the new Green Armor repellent to help you prevent mosquitoes and the mosquito and gnats barrier for your shoreline and lakefront, right for your party to help everybody. Green Armor repellent for your body use. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Degrees every minute. That's how fast a car heats up in the Florida sun, and cracking a window open does very little to keep the vehicle cool. A child's body temperature can rise 3 to 5 times faster than adults. Never leave a child or a pet unattended in a vehicle, even for a short period of time. If you see a child or pet locked in a car, take immediate action and call 911. Every time you leave your vehicle, check for kids and pets. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
There's a problem if you drink and drive a boat. It never just affects you. Boating under the influence is illegal and dangerous. Save lives by staying sober. Learn more about Florida's boating laws at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the FWC Division of Law Enforcement.